From a lack of a filter to unhinged lunacy, we ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
The saddest part about all this is that it really is my favorite clothing brand.
You're right.
And now, you know how I am. Out of principle, I'll never buy another piece from there ever again. And it makes me sad.
If you say it, I believe you. You won't.
Yeah. Last weekend, I was outlet shopping. My favorite clothes are Theory. Well, they were. So we go to the outlet every year, me and my best friend. And we rack it up because it's always the good sales. We know exactly when to go, leading up to President's Day, the whole thing. And we went and the dressing rooms were full and we were having a good time. We had my 3-year-old Dakota with us. Dakota has to go to the bathroom. So I stick my head out and I say to the lady who's making our piles to buy, FYI. She is literally, she's been assigned to us at this point.
Right.
And I say, can she use the bathroom real quick? She runs out. She comes, she goes, talks to the manager. She comes back and she says, no, we can't let anyone use our bathrooms, but there's a toilet, a public toilet 2 miles down the road.
Let me, are there 100 people in this store while you're in there?
It's just the two of us in the store.
It's the two of you in there.
So we were so mad that they would not let her use the bathroom that we left everything and never came back. Was I out of line that I thought that they should make an exception for my child to use a bathroom where I could see the bathroom? It's 6 feet away. You're really not going to let her use it? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
You're going to tell a kid, a toddler, to hold their pee? That's unreasonable to me.
And it was so obvious. Like, I know a lot of parents lie and they say their kid has to use the bathroom so they can do it. But you can see her. You can see that she's struggling. Like, that's what killed me. You're going to look in my face and look in her face and be like, well, 2 miles down the road, there's a public bathroom. I was on crutches at the time.
I would have been swiping stuff off counters with the crutch. I would have been swinging it like a crazy person leaving there. Anna and Raven, what do you think? Was Anna out of line?
Absolutely not. That happened to me when I was 5 years old. And my dad had to run me down the road 2 miles, and I almost peed my pants because we were out for the day, and I'm like, you can't do that. You can't do that. We run into some, like, on the street seafood restaurant, and luckily I didn't pee my pants. But I've been back to that place a couple of times since then. I'm 27 years old now.
And it was last week. No, I'm glad you made it. Anna and Raven, what do you think? Was Anna out of line?
No, she wasn't. I wouldn't go back either.
I got to tell you, if I had $1,000 worth of clothes, I'm using the bathroom. If I need to use the bathroom, I'm using it. And I'm the one, though, that I'll say, I'll be like, you know, I'm here. There's $1,000 on the floor. My friends probably got equal amount. What choice are you making here? But that's me. I'm typically the one to say something.
I don't know. In the moment, you're so shocked.
Right.
That you're just like, oh my gosh.
And
you're
right. Maybe if you say something there, then you totally lose your cool and it's not worth it.
And you don't want to be like, I'm special because I have a child.
Right.
But you want to know what? Like, she's 3. Let her use the bathroom.
I mean, it's just dollars and cents too. Like, I mean, easy mathematics. Make this money or don't, store.
Anna and Raven, was I out of line for thinking that they should make an exception for my child?
Yes and no. It's a double-sided thing, because all said and done, some people need to show compassion, some people don't. I mean, if you went to a restaurant and you had one bad meal, would you just write off the restaurant for the rest of your life, or would you give them a second chance?
If they didn't let me use the bathroom and I was desperate to use the bathroom, I would write them off in a heartbeat. If they didn't let my child use the bathroom at a restaurant, I'd write them off in a heartbeat. So if they didn't give me a napkin for my child at a restaurant because they didn't give out extra napkins, I'd write them off in a heartbeat.
I mean, I would have paid $5 for her to use the bathroom.
Not even the same planet.
I would have paid extra, like I pay extra for avocado. We're making a movie. It's crazy, right?
I honestly can't even believe that it's happening.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it is nuts.
So, over the holidays, Raven and I, well, I've always had this idea for a Christmas movie, and I've been pitched it to Hallmark. I mean, anyone that wanted to listen, I would tell them about this movie idea I had, and nobody cared because, you know, what do I know about making movies? So we talked about it on the air, and, I pitched the whole thing, and Raven even made a trailer for the movie, and this is what it sounded like.
This holiday season, everyone's in the spirit.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
But when Mrs. Claus unexpectedly passes through the pearly gates, Santa's left with a huge hole in his heart.
Oh no, Mrs. Claus.
In a city, the hustle and bustle of being a single mom to three boys can mean your love life takes the back seat.
You guys keep me so busy, I don't even have time for dating.
But this year, there's something magical happening.
All right, it says she's an Aquarius. All right, do I swipe it? Do I swipe it right?
Watch what happens when a suddenly available jolly widower takes a chance on a divorcee working 60 hours a week to feed her elves in a two-bedroom in the Bronx.
Hello, is Santa smoldering?
Well, it's so funny because
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus with Jennifer Love Hewitt and Mario Lopez as Santa.
Spoiler alert. Mario Lopez and Jennifer Love Hewitt probably not going to be in the movie.
They haven't said no
they
yet.
They haven't said no yet.
I mean, they haven't said no
haven't
yet.
Said no yet. It, well, here's what I definitely know for sure. It's not called I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus because that's already copyrighted in a movie. Our movie will be called Santa's Second Wife. Now, okay, so here's what happened. We got a phone call. Somebody heard this. Knew a production company that made Christmas movies called Gemelli Films. Reached out to Gemelli Films and says, you know, you should really listen to Anna and Raven. They've got this idea. It's not a bad idea for a movie. And Candy, her name is Candace Kane, which is ironic, Candy Kane.
Yeah.
She reached out to me and I thought it was a joke. And she says, I'll work with you and make your movie. And I was like, what? And I thought it was a joke. It's not. We've been working for the last couple months. There's a script in action. There's a treatment that's been made. There's a copywriting that has been done. And we are getting ready to film Santa's Second Wife.
I mean, there is a production plan here. Mm-hmm. And there's the opportunity for you to be a part of this movie.
Yeah.
The truth is, again, I mean, a lot of it is still coming together at this point right now. But mm-hmm. because of that, getting in on something on the ground floor, basically, it gives you more opportunity to do it. So there's like sponsorships available. There's opportunities where you'll be able to visit on set, do meet and greets, that type of stuff. I mean, you could even end up in the movie.
Yeah, we're going to be like casting extras from our listeners because we figure if we're going to do this, like we're going to have fun. We're going to get everybody involved.
Let's do it. Right.
Yeah. So if you want to see how you can get involved, and I should let you know that the first thing that Candy says is Mrs. Claus can't die. So,
right. So some of the ideas have changed.
Yeah. So we've rewritten the script. So so that, you know, like a professional would do.
So she doesn't die.
So she doesn't die.
Right.
Because she explained to me that people would be too sad if Mrs. Claus died.
Right.
So something else, it certainly happens. I'm not allowed to talk about anything more at liberty.
It's true. We've been told not to discuss that.
Yeah. But if you want information and you want to get in and like maybe you want us to film at your store or do anything like that as we're getting everything going, you can head to santassecondwife.com. Again, that's santassecondwife.com. We're making a movie. We're making a Christmas movie.
I honestly, I mean, how did this happen?
It's awesome.